Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study I did on the Word of God always works. And I'll start in 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So the Word of God is, Word of the living God is powerful, quick, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we read about that in Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Unlike the words of men, grounded in the wisdom of men, the word of God is simple, straightforward, though it's seen as foolishness to those who are perishing. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the perishing of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. While man would rather cling to things which break, rust, corrupt, grasping for the wind, the word of God endures forever, and those who hide it in their heart will reap their investment in eternal things. 1 Peter 1:22-25. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Matthew 6:19-21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So many churchgoers have denied this power of God, hearing the word yet not mixing it with faith, having a form of godliness. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Hebrews 4:2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So they would rather serve that which is corruptible, their own flesh, and the riches and pleasures of this world, rather than the word of God, which is the truth, and who was with God in the beginning. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So though man chooses to serve sin, does this make the word of God ineffectual? On the contrary, such actions by men were foretold of in the word, and have come to pass. 2 Peter 3:3-7. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth, standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So either to condemnation or justification, the word of God stands the test of time, is unchanging, and will judge all men when we stand before the judgment seat of God. John 12:47-48. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Psalm 12:6-7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So, in conclusion, Luke 21:33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.